KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly cloudy here in Atlantic, and we're at 14 degrees above zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Forecast is calling for occasional snow or flurries this morning, otherwise partly sunny, a high of 29. In Southwest Iowa news, authorities in Montgomery County report the arrest Tuesday afternoon of a Villisca man. 36-year-old Roger Eugene Straw was taken into custody at around 4:45 p.m. on a valid Fremont County warrant for violation of a no-contact order. Straw was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. News time is 7:07.
This is Jason from the Parts Department at Lindeman Tractor. It's that time again. Time for the Big Blue Planter Parts Sale. You'll find great prices on all your Kinze parts this year, like disc openers for just $21, and that includes the bearing and dust cap. 3/4-inch wavy coulter blades are $21.50, and graphite is just $4.75 for 1-pound bottles, and $16.50 for 5-pound jugs. So don't buy your planter parts anywhere before checking with us. Offer good through February 28th. Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlanta.
Authorities in Montgomery County say a Nebraska woman was cited following a collision Tuesday morning in Red Oak. A 2009 Hyundai Elantra driven by 58-year-old Heidi Adams of Papillion, Nebraska, was stopped at the intersection of Highways 34 and 48 in Red Oak at around 10 a.m. when she pulled out of the intersection and hit the passenger side of a 1993 Ford Ranger pickup being driven by 74-year-old Fred Espinosa of Red Oak as he was headed southbound. Damage from the collision amounted to $7,800. There were no injuries reported. Adams was cited for a failure to stay stopped at the stop sign. The sheriff in Crawford County says he's confident arrests will be made soon in connection with the string of motor vehicle thefts which occurred last week. Sheriff James Steinkuhler told the Omaha World Herald on Tuesday that 6 vehicles were stolen. 5 of them were full-sized pickup trucks. 3 Ford F-250 pickups were taken Thursday from a farm supply business in Dow City. 2 other pickups, a Dodge Ram and a Chevy, were stolen from near a residence in Arion. And on Friday, a car was reported stolen from Denison. 4 of the pickups have been recovered. All 3 F-250s were recovered Friday, while another was recovered early Saturday. The truck taken from Arion occurred after thieves rammed an overhead door. Surveillance cameras across the street from the storage building where the car was stolen recorded a pickup truck backing through a roll-up door of one business and the coupe being driven through another door. Steinkuhler said the surveillance cameras showed 2 of the stolen pickups were near the storage building. Anyone who has information about the thefts is asked to contact the Crawford County Sheriff's Office at 712-263-2146. A $500 reward is being offered. The Cass, Crawford, and Shelby Audubon County Conservation Boards have announced that they've canceled their guided tour to Kearney, Nebraska, which was set to take place March 20th and 21st. The tour was canceled due to a lack of sign-ups. Also, the corresponding informational program, set for February 15th at 1 o'clock at the Atlantic Public Library, has been canceled. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is hosting public meetings over the Iowa Communications Network, or ICN, on February 26th from 6 to 9 p.m. to listen to your thoughts on the hunting and trapping regulations for this fall. The nearest meeting locally will be held at the Creston High School. Another meeting will be held in Council Bluffs, but that location has yet to be determined. The meetings are part of the process for making rules in state government. Dr. Dale Garner, chief of the Wildlife Bureau, says any rule changes must be discussed with Iowa's citizens who might be impacted by the changes before the rule changes are proposed. The process helps to ensure that rule changes serve the public's wishes and do not impact Iowa's economy. At each meeting, DNR staff will facilitate a discussion about what went well last fall, what didn't, and what changes hunters and trappers would like to see for the upcoming fall. The discussions, along with the data that the Wildlife Bureau collects on harvest and population numbers, will be used to develop recommendations for any rule changes that would go into effect this fall. Any changes must be approved by the Natural Resources Commission and then go back to the public for further comment before taking effect next fall. A complete list of the ICN meeting locations will be available online at www.iowadnr.gov/hunting. KJAN News time is 7:11.
This is Jason from the Parts Department at Lindeman Tractor. It's that time again. Time for the Big Blue Planter Parts Sale. You'll find great prices on all your Kinze parts this year, like disc openers for just $21, and that includes the bearing and dust cap. 3/4-inch wavy coulter blades are $21.50, and graphite is just $4.75 for 1-pound bottles, and $16.50 for 5-pound jugs. So don't buy your planter parts anywhere before checking with us. Offer good through February 28th. Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlanta.
In our funeral announcements, Margaret Adkins, age 85, of Dexter, died Saturday. Funeral services for Margaret Adkins will be today at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Dennis Leroy Meyer, age 70, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Dennis Meyer will be this morning at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. James Burnt, age 63, of Harlan, a former AHST high school teacher, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility in Harlan. Funeral services for James Burnt will be today at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Wesley Dumdye, age 82, of Manila, died Sunday at the Crawford County Hospital. Funeral services for Wesley Dumdye will be on Thursday, tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Jerry Sorensen, age 78, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Jerry Sorensen will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Hugh Sharp, age 95, of Atlantic and formerly of Storm Lake, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Hugh Sharp will be held Friday at 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Storm Lake, with the Fratsky and Jensen Funeral Home of Storm Lake in charge of arrangements. Ruby Kinzer, age 91, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Ruby Kinzer will be Friday at 10 a.m. at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Keith Kirkman, Sr., age 88, of Messina, died Monday at CCMH. Funeral services for Keith Kirkman, Sr. will be Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter's United Church of Christ in rural Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Zelma Pangburn, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Graveside services for Zelma Pangburn will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Sunny Hill Cemetery in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Thelma Karstens, age 98, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Thelma Karstens will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Ellen Opperly, age 99, of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Ellen Opperly will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Helen Landon, age 81, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Helen Landon will be next Monday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Leona Hansen, age 71, of Manning, died Tuesday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Services for Leona Hansen are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Alan Lamach, age 77, of Manning, died Tuesday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Services for Alan Lamach are currently pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.